This is your wake-up call.
But I didn't request
it. Liver disease affects 1 in 4 Canadians. It doesn't come with a warning. It doesn't wait for the right moment. It can happen to anyone at any time. While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you before, during, and after diagnosis. Find resources, support, and hope at liver.ca. Liver Canada, by your side at every stage.
Rhythms here, as you could tell by that old classic, A Little Drummer Boy. This is the holiday special. This is Wandering Rhythms. Hello, I am Nick Legacy and your host for the next 2 hours of global music, spanning, yes, the globe, this one, planet Earth, the blue planet, and we are broadcasting live from CJSF Radio 90.1 FM and online at cjsf.ca. And yes, on Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University campus here, a very quiet, serene place as we are getting to the end of the season here, the fall semester. Yeah, just exams going on, so not many students buzzing around as usual. And yeah, so this program for the holidays, by the way, this is the unceded ancestral territory of Coast Salish people here. We are in Burnaby and just east of Vancouver, home of the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Squamish people, amongst many more across this nation we now currently call Canada. And by the way, the band we just heard to start the program, the Soul Santas, which sounds like they just put themselves together to make holiday music. And yes, as you might guess, they are all wearing Santa beards in their band photo, and just a four-piece. This came out, the album called Christmas Crackers Volume 1, released December 1st, 2020. Yes, that first Christmas of the pandemic. And apparently these guys, I'll just keep them rolling while we're chatting. Why not? A bit of Silent Night. Yeah, they play the less obnoxious Christmas songs, and in the least obnoxious way possible, just with good old soul music. So, yeah, this came out in 2020, and apparently this band in 2014 played their first and only gig at a Christmas school fair, which was a roaring success, and then they decided they couldn't better it, so they didn't try. But then 6 years later, I guess when people needed some real cheering up during the pandemic Christmas, they decided to put an album together. So there you go. Over 2 days in October 2020, they recorded it. They're from Bristol, by the way, in the UK. The Soul Santas. So, yeah, if you wanna heat up your Christmas party, Soul Santas can't do you no wrong. Yeah, there you go. Right there we heard Little Drummer Boy. Nothing wrong with little boys playing drums. That's definitely one of the nicest Christmas songs. And yeah, so the first hour of this program, by the way, Wandering Rhythms, usually does like a whole global fiesta of new tunes coming on in the first hour. In the second hour, we usually go to a place in the world, a specific country or city or region, but this one we're just gonna smash what often I do in two separate programs, because actually this year Wandering Rhythms falls exactly on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, and well, station's closed, I'll be elsewhere. They're going to just do condensed versions of these two shows. So the first hour, holiday tunes, stuff that I hope will give you, I don't know, a new, fresh take on the classics. I always find Christmas and the holidays are so fascinating, how these songs just keep on crawling back into your mind and all over the place. And yeah, trying to give a little bit of an alternative to what you would hear in all the grocery stores and stuff. The next song is going to be really amazing. It's going to be a Jingle Bells done by a free jazz band. But yes, I also wanted to say the second hour is going to be the best of 2023. So just some of my favorite songs I've played on the show, and some songs I haven't even got a chance to, but some really really lovely music from this very year that is coming to a close, as well most media is doing the best ofs now. But yeah, I try to focus on stuff that I haven't heard elsewhere on other lists and stuff. So yeah, trying to play some new and exciting globalized tunes for you. And as mentioned, next up, Jingle Bells, which is like the wildest version of the song anyone could make, I believe. This band's called Ill Considered, also from the UK, from the big city, old blimey London town. And Ill Considered is a band, I believe only a three-piece. You got saxophone, you got drums, and you got bass guitar. So with those instruments, they create glorious mayhem. They are all free improvised. Based on whatever's happening at the moment, they're just kind of like feeding off each other, and it says they react to the mood of the audience and the sonics of the room to create music that is unique to the moment. So they decided to throw their hats in and make a Christmas album. It's called An Ill-Considered Christmas. This came out in 2018, and I just ran into this, so it's good fun. Yeah, here we go. We're going to hear some Jingle Bells by Ill-Considered on Wandering Rhythms Holiday Style. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. It's the holidays. Ain't it? Yeah, I'd say so. Now I'm just going to let the Soul Santas rock on in the background. And we just heard a set of, well, some classics. Some of them just named classics, but like nothing to do with it, but that's cool. The last one, very, very classic, Jingle Bell Rock, from A Black Market Christmas. That's the album. And the artist Black Market and Friends, featuring Dub Robot. So an LA-based old-school reggae band that came out 2022 last Christmas. And yeah, like the bio, it says, what would happen if the Beach Boys had the Wailers as their backing band instead of the Wrecking Crew? What if David Bowie spent the summer of 1975 in Kingston, Jamaica with King Tubby instead of Philadelphia? Michael Jackson meets Scratch Perry. So anyways, it's a mix of psych and reggae. Cool stuff. Yeah, whole album of that. And we heard before that, we heard one of the most classic albums, Christmas albums, if you're from Latin America at least, is called Asalto Navideño, and that came out in 1970 during the heyday, the boom years of classic salsa music, and it features two of the most famous musicians in salsa history. Willie Colon, who began as a trombonist but also a singer, producer, and I believe he was the main writer and producer of that album, and Hector Lavoie, who is a Puerto Rican salsa singer, one of the most iconic voices in all of salsa, 60s through the 80s, passed away fairly young in 1993. But yeah, he's the one singing on that song, and we heard the song simply called Esta Navidad, It's Christmas. Amazing album. Yeah, if you want to freak out the party on Christmas, throw that on. Yeah, Asalto Navideño, which is a weird name for an album, Christmas Assault, but the idea, I think, is that your family just comes in, like, it's a total free-for-all when everybody shows up during the holidays, so you like, your peace is not, at least in Latin America, like, big, big parties. It's not exactly, like, a quiet time as it is in the cold, frigid north here sometimes, where you sometimes feel very lonely and dark, long nights. But anyhow, yeah, Christmas Assault from the family. Hector Lavoie and Willie Colon. And that set began with just the fun idea that you can just call something a Christmas album. It has almost nothing to do with it. But yeah, this band called Ill Considered, three-piece free jazz ensemble based in London, and their Christmas album called An Ill-Considered Christmas. The song we heard was Jingle Bells, which, like, there were brief moments where the melody appeared, but mostly it was just wild, wild stuff. Saxophone, drums, and bass. All you need for a Christmas masterpiece. And what's coming up next? We got... Oh, yes! So, one of the Vancouver music traditions for the holy days is Mr. Mocha Only, one of the most famous MCs and beatmakers in Vancouver. He's been putting out this album how many years now? I don't know. It seems like 20. Just a total 18. No. Anyways, it's been going for a long time now. It's called Martian Xmas. And the songs, I love that they're all originals. He doesn't do old classics. He just, like, throws in a little bit about, you know, seasonal kind of, topics and stuff. But it's just a thing he does every year. And so it came out, this one, just a few days ago. And, he's done it again. And this song's very Vancouver. It's called The Mist Rolls In. And that seems to be something that happens often at this time of year. It just gets real misty. From my apartment, I can hear the tugboats and all the boats passing at night, because it's just so foggy down in the sea that they need to be blaring their horns when they're coming around the corners and under the bridges and stuff to let people, other boats, know they're coming. And that's the sign of the mist for me. So this is called, it's got a bit of a spooky misty vibe to it. The Mist Rolls In here by Mocha Only from the new Martian Xmas 2023 LP. Check it out. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio.
So we ain't gonna waste no time on that.
How that sound right there?
Murphy, well, yeah, look, 45 seconds.
Late night, let me.